Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Son of God, Son of Man. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Matthew 8:20. It is significant that although Christ clearly taught that he was the unique Son of God, he most frequently referred to himself as Son of Man, earnestly desiring that people understand his true and representative humanity. The first use of the phrase is in Psalm 8:4. What is the Son of Man that you visit him? Although David may have been thinking of all sons of Adam in general, the writer of Hebrews applied the passage specifically to Christ, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. In order to save lost men, God in Christ had to become man through supernatural incarnation. Then, as perfect sinless man, he could represent us before God, finally tasting death for every man. The vital importance of the incarnation is affirmed by John. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. It is noteworthy that Satan and his evil spirits would recognize Christ as the Son of God, but never as the Son of Man. This reluctance seems also to characterize all the occultic philosophies of the so-called New Age movement, as well as all ancient and modern pantheistic religions. They speak glibly of the Christ as a spirit that may come on many, but bitterly refuse to acknowledge that the man Jesus was actually the Son of Man, God incarnate. Finally, it is thrilling to realize that although he only became the Son of Man through his incarnation, he will always remain the Son of Man. John saw him in his glory, as we shall see him in eternity, as one like unto the Son of Man.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.